Section 3. The War Moves to the South. As you read, look for how the British gained control of most of South Carolina and how their actions angered Carolinians. How battles and skirmishes in South Carolina damaged the British and led to their defeat at Yorktown. The major battles fought within the state. The heroic deeds of South Carolinians that helped bring victory to the Americans. Terms: guerrilla warfare, Battle of Camden, Battle of Kings Mountain, Battle of Cowpens, Battle of Eutaw Springs. Most of the fighting early in the war was in New England and the Middle States. George Washington, commander of the Continental Army, suffered some defeats, but few injuries and deaths. His primary goal was to keep the American armies in operation until the British realized the Revolution was too strong to put down. The Patriot General Horatio Gates captured British General John Burgoyne's army at Saratoga, New York, in 1777. That victory gave Patriots hope. More importantly, the victory at Saratoga convinced France to join the American cause. The armies, powerful navy, and money of France all contributed to American victory. Spain and Holland gave financial aid. Europe was happy to see Britain weakened by defeat. Not being able to crush the rebellion in the north, the British moved their main military operations to the south. There they hoped to find more loyalist and friendlier surroundings. They did find more loyalist, but the surroundings were anything but friendly. South Carolina under attack. In May 1780, the British attacked Charlestown, and General Benjamin Lincoln was forced to surrender his Continental Army of 5,500 men along with 50,000 pounds of gunpowder. It was the largest American defeat in the war. The British plan was to gather Loyalists in South Carolina, sweep up to Virginia with a stronger force, and defeat Washington's main army. But British and Loyalist forces, under General Henry Clinton and then under General Charles Cornwallis, were brutal in South Carolina. They would not allow Carolinians to be neutral. Everyone had to swear allegiance to the king. The British stole supplies and destroyed gristmills, sawmills, and ironworks. Burning Thomas Sumter's home at Statesburg caused the great Gamecock to become one of Britain's toughest foes. The slaughter of surrendered patriots by Banastre Tarleton and William Bloody Bill Cunningham was particularly ruthless. They gave them no quarter, mercy, opportunity to surrender. Tarleton's quarter came into the language meaning no quarter or take no prisoners. Civil War within South Carolina. Outrages such as these stirred up an ugly civil war in the upcountry during the final years of the war. American Patriot militia units fought American Loyalist militia units. Often the fight was among neighbors or even family members. A brother of William Moultrie, the hero of the Battle of Sullivan's Island, was a Loyalist. At King's Mountain, Colonel Isaac Shelby reported that Patriot Preston Goforth faced his brother, a Loyalist, in the battle. Both fired at the same time, and both fell dead. Passions ran high. Crimes against humanity were committed on both sides. British military units terrorized communities, burned buildings, and plundered farmsteads. Patriots retaliated. Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox, Thomas Sumter, the Gamecock, and Andrew Pickens punished the enemy at every opportunity. These patriots engaged in guerrilla warfare, a strategy using small groups to surprise the enemy, inflict damage, and disappear into the swamps or forest. Many of these were irregular troops with no uniforms. They showed up with their own horses and guns when called, then returned to their farms and acted like peaceful citizens until the next call to fight came. probably no fighters in American history accomplished so much with so little as these guerrilla bands. Marion's fighters included several slaves who fought alongside the whites. South Carolina became the most intensely fought-over state in the new nation, with more than 137 battles and skirmishes fought in the state, mostly in the upcountry. South Carolinians like to boast that their state was the battleground of freedom. Examples of battles. Of the 137 battles and skirmishes, only a few can be mentioned. A Patriot militia victory at the Battle of Williamson's Farm in present-day York County, July 12, 1780, gave rebellious Carolinians hope they might win this struggle. But the Battle of Camden in August 1780 was a major defeat for the Continental Army, which lost 800 killed and 1,000 captured. The Battle of King's Mountain, October 7, 1780, gave reason for renewed hope. Here, 1,000 Patriot militiamen, mostly over mountain men from Tennessee, attacked a Loyalist force of the same number camped atop King's Mountain. Within 1 hour, the Patriots had killed or captured every single Loyalist. 3 months later, the Battle of Cowpens in present-day Cherokee County was another great victory for the Patriots. Redcoats under Major Banister Tarleton were defeated by Patriots commanded by General Daniel Morgan. The battles of Cowpens and King's Mountain were major blows to Cornwallis's army. The tide of war was beginning to shift against the British. The last big battle on South Carolina soil was the bloody Battle of Eutaw Springs in present-day Orangeburg County on September 8, 1781. General Nathaniel Greene's army of 2,200 men attacked a slightly smaller British army. The British lost about 35% of their men. The Patriots would have had a clear victory had the hungry Patriots not stopped and looted the British camp. In the meantime, Cornwallis had led his troops northward to a fateful encounter with George Washington at Yorktown, Virginia. Damage done to British armies and Loyalists in South Carolina paved the way for the Patriot victory. Cornwallis's weakened army limped out of the state. At Yorktown, the Continental Army, with French support, forced Cornwallis to surrender. That ended the serious fighting, but peace talks went on in Paris for 2 years. British troops did not leave Charlestown until the end of 1782. George Bancroft, the great American historian of the 19th century, stated that South Carolina, quote, suffered more and dared more and achieved more than the men of any other state, end quote. That is great praise from a native of Massachusetts. Women patriots. Many South Carolina individuals made dramatic contributions to the American cause during the Revolution. Women as well as men performed acts of bravery. In 1780, Jane Black Thomas rode 50 miles to warn a Patriot camp about a planned raid by Loyalists, giving them adequate time to prepare an ambush for the Loyalists. Another heroic rider was 18-year-old Emily Geiger, who volunteered to take a vital message from General Greene in 96 to General Thomas Sumter by the Wateree River. When captured by Loyalists and about to be searched, Emily memorized the message and ate the paper. When the search revealed nothing, the soldiers released her, and she tracked down General Sumter and gave him the message. Rebecca Bruton Mott's home near St. Matthews was captured by the British and turned into Fort Mott. She suggested that Frances Marion burn the house down to expel the British. The fall of Fort Mott was important in the Patriot effort to take control of the Midlands. Many acts of bravery and sacrifice such as these were necessary for attaining victory over a powerful empire. Do you remember? 1. Define in sentence form, guerrilla warfare, Battle of Kings Mountain, Battle of Eutaw Springs. 2. Why was the Patriot victory at Saratoga, New York, such a turning point in the Revolutionary War? 3. Why can South Carolina rightfully be designated the battleground of freedom in the Revolutionary War?